Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Hello, welcome back to Five Rounds, the podcast with the cardio for those deep water championship rounds. I am Mags, and with no UFC on the horizon until the middle of January, I wanted to kind of do a little bit of a mini-series focusing on some of the best of UFC in 2021. First of all, Merry Christmas. I hope you guys had a really good Christmas. This episode will be dropping in that kind of like that middle point between Christmas and New Year. So I hope you had a really good time, and I hope you've had got all the gifts that you wanted, and whatever kind of a denomination of the holiday season you subscribe to. I hope you had a fun time with lots of good food, good drink, and good company. But yeah, today's part of the series, I wanted to focus on some of the standout fighters of UFC in terms of 2020, people who've really kind of made names for themselves and really had some huge moments in the last year or so under the UFC banner. So firstly, we'll go to someone who had one of the more outstanding kind of upsets of the year, Juliana Pena. Started the year pretty convincingly when she subbed Sarah McMahon. Went into almost a hunter mode when she wanted to really push for that title match against Amanda Nunes, and eventually was able to secure that match earlier in the month, so almost a year down the line, and she made the absolute best of it and got the second round submission to end Nunes' run as bantamweight champion and to become a champion in her own right, the first Venezuelan champion, the Venezuelan vixen. So yeah, first one is Juliana Pena. Sticking with the women, I want to focus on Marina Rodriguez. She's quite soft spoken, but in 2021 she had three fights and won all three against some incredibly formidable opponents. First of all, beating Amanda Ribas, and then was able to best the Karate Hatter in Michelle Waterson, and then rounded off the year with a victory against Mackenzie Dern. Certainly puts her in contention for a title shot at 115. Whether she'll be next in line for Rose Namajunas, who's to say? But yeah, it's been a really good year for Marina Rodriguez. Next, let's take a look at Glover Teixeira, the current UFC light heavyweight champion. He was in a period of his life where perhaps he was looking at maybe kind of ending his career, got to almost to the pinnacle, took so long to get to the UFC in the first place, and got to the pinnacle of title matches, and kind of dropped off, and it looked like he maybe was all but done. And then decided to go on one last kind of charge to see see if he still had it in him, and had had a really good run. He only fought one time during the year, but that was certainly the biggest fight of his career, when he went up against the champion Jan Blachowicz, and he was able to sub Jan in the second round to become the light heavyweight champion at 42 years old, and really kind of showed that there was still some fat in the old dog. Next up, let's drop a few weight divisions to the flyweight division. Let's have a little talk about Brandon Moreno. Started this kind of a period that I want to talk about at the end of last year, actually, December 2020, when he took Davison Figueiredo to the limit, and Figueiredo, who was an absolute killer at this weight, he got a draw out of Davison Figueiredo and kind of had to be tacked on for a rematch. And he ended up getting that rematch and was able to submit Figueiredo in the third round to win the 125-pound belt, and also become the first Mexican UFC champion. Just outstanding performances all the way through the year from Brandon Moreno. A really classy fighter, from someone who was initially cut from the UFC, really kind of made his way back there. A real kind of feel-good moment. So, yeah, that was Brandon Moreno. Next, let's go up to 145. Max Holloway, who's been a leading fighter in so many people's MMA lists for such a long time. The fact that he's only just 30 years old and he's accomplished so much in the sport is absolutely unreal. But after he lost the 145-pound belt to Volkanovski and then wasn't able to get it back, it seemed that his career was in a downwards trajectory. But yeah, he's had a notable year this year, beating Calvin Kattar, and he was able to best Yair Rodriguez. He's had an outstanding year, and really kind of a return to form for the Max Blessed Holloway that we all know and love, really.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
So next, I want to talk about the heir apparent to the Khabib Nurmagomedov throne, someone who I think was overlooked for perhaps a title shot in 2021. Somebody who's been overlooked in terms of fights by a lot of fighters. A lot of fighters are absolutely terrified to even entertain the idea of entering the octagon with him. So this is Islam Makhachev. Someone who I've been championing for such a long, long time. To say people were afraid of this guy is an absolute understatement when you consider that in 4 years of being on the UFC's roster, only eight people would take him on. But in 2021, he's had three fights, submitting Drew Dober, submitting Thiago Moises, and then submitting Dan Hooker to really kind of cement himself as someone who the likes of Gaethje, the likes of Charles Oliveira will have to deal with. And I have no doubt that once he is able to claim that lightweight title, it's going to be hard to wrestle that away from him. I think he's great on the feet. He's absolutely elite level on the ground. It's going to be a killer of a fighter who's able to take that title from him when he gets that opportunity. Next up, let's go to someone who has such an up and down relationship with MMA, Rose Namajunas. She has been champion before, but she kind of maybe struggled with the pressure and kind of had very hot and cold in terms of performances. This year she's been absolutely superb. Regained the title in April from Wei Li Zhang, and then successfully redefended it against Wei Li to cement herself as one of the very best strawweights in the world, and really kind of showing her not only a class but also a range of skills that she's able to show off. Two totally vastly different kind of performances, and she's really kind of cemented herself as one of the very, very best, not only women's fighters but fighters in general. I think a lot of praise needs throwing the way of Rose Thug Namajunas. So next up, and we're getting to the upper echelon of fighters who've really stood out this year. Next up is Cyril Gagne. Only in the UFC for less than 2 years. Kind of as like a throwback to kickboxers and strikers. But as we've seen him, and he's kind of slow build, I suppose, to the top of the tree in the heavyweight division. He's very much a well-rounded fighter, as confident on the feet as he is on the ground. He's very kind of calm, very collected, very athletic, cardio for days, great fight IQ. In 2021, he had three wins, first starting with the finish of Rozenstruik, one of the hardest hitters in the division, someone who was tacked on for potentially being a future world champion. Cyril Gagne made him look very, very ordinary. Then he beat Alexander Volkov, and then got the interim heavyweight title, still in kind of very controversial circumstances, not in terms of his performance against Derek Lewis. That there was no shadow of a doubt that he was outstanding in that fight, but the fact that the interim title was on the line when Ngannou hasn't been champion for that long, wasn't injured, was willing to fight very close to the time frame that the fight with Derek Lewis happened, but UFC politics and Dana White especially wanted there to be a title match in Houston, so there was a title match in Houston. Not Cyril Gagne's fault, although he has took a lot of the brunt from Francis Ngannou. Over the next few weeks, we'll see them two go head to head, and we'll see if Cyril Gagne is the man to take over at the top of the UFC heavyweight division. So next, I think I'm going to have to go with Charles Oliveira. Someone, again, who I've really had championed on Radio Techers. Someone who's been overlooked a hell of a lot in terms of when he should be getting a title shot. And I think a lot of it boils down to him maybe being so soft-spoken, being... especially in that lightweight division, you have to have a loud personality to kind of get your name out there. When you're looking at the likes of Conor McGregor's, you're looking at the likes of Michael Chandler's, all really kind of big personalities. And Charles is very unassuming, but what he is good at is he's got elite level ground game. What he's shown more in 2020, 2021 is that he's absolutely elite level on the ground as well, on the feet. The issue that he's had over his career is when he's missed weight, when he's kind of dropped the ball in those kind of pivotal fights. But this year, he's really kind of hit the ground running. Took just over 5 minutes to end the Michael Chandler hype train. Which put him in line as champion, and then he successfully defended that earlier on this month when he beat Dustin Poirier. Great victory. A lot of people counted him out of it, maybe because of the kind of affection for Dustin, but Charles was able to stick to his game plan and get the sub. Great victory, and now he's he's looking on to maybe do the same thing to Gaethje. Do I think he has got the skill set to handle Makhachev? Perhaps not, but it's still going to be a very, very interesting fight to see him and Islam go at it somewhere down the line.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
And last but not least, and I don't think anybody can have any kind of doubt of who's had the best year in terms of UFC, The Nigerian Nightmare, the welterweight champion, Kamaru Usman, has had a almost impeccable year, facing absolute killers in the likes of starting in February with Gilbert Burns, where there were moments that maybe he looked worried, that maybe he looked a little bit out of his depth, but was able to kind of power through and win. Then followed that up 2 months later with the blistering knockout of Jorge Masvidal, someone who was a massive, massive fan favourite, but has always been that kind of journeyman fighter. But Kamaru Usman was able to finish him off with relative ease and with a massive right-hand haymaker, just brutally finish him off. And then in November, he finally put an end to the shit-talking of Colby Covington, beating him for the second time, to really kind of cement himself as the best welterweight in the world today, and arguably the best welterweight in the world ever, and arguably potentially the best pound-for-pound fighter that UFC has ever seen. So yeah, those are some of the big names in terms of people who've had great years. And there's been so many. I mean, UFC have been amazing at keeping the content flowing in this kind of pandemic world. There's more names that we could have even mentioned, the likes of Sean O'Malley, the likes of Alex Morono, Bullet Shevchenko, Benal Dariush has had a great year. Giga Chikadze has had a great year. Hamzat Chivian's had a superb year. Jose Aldo has had a real kind of purple patch. But those are just some of the fighters that I think have really stood out in 2021, and will probably be looking to make huge waves in the upcoming year. So yeah, like I said, this is the first in a series of a few recordings where I'll be looking back at the best of UFC over the past year as we build up to the next event on January the 15th. But that's all from me for now. You can follow me on the Twitter sphere at PodfatherMags. Follow Carlos at Kirby_Carlos. Follow the show at FiveRoundsPod. Definitely go and check out some of the amazing content from the outstanding networks that we are blessed to be a part of. That's The Chair Shot. That is Radio Techers, and of course that is Visionaries Global Media. But that's all from me for now, and that is the end.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Why pay more for a separate CoQ10 supplement? Enjoy twice the benefits with SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced, from the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for heart health support. The new SuperBeats Heart Chews Advanced by Human is now infused with CoQ10. That's essentially like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 ingredients support nitric oxide production, healthy blood pressure, healthy CoQ10 levels, and heart-healthy energy with two tasty chews a day. Plus, SuperBeats Heart Chews Advance are plant-based, so you get heart-healthy energy without stimulants. For a limited time, get a free 30-day supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews on all bundles and 15% off your first order by going to RadioBeats.com and using promo code DEAL. That's RadioBeats.com, code DEAL.